WRCE, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations resuming shortly in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. On their first day, the jurors asked to rehear testimony from two witnesses, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and former Trump national fixer Michael Cohen. Amid a controversy over flags, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he will not step aside from any Supreme Court cases involving January 6th.
After days of calls for him to step aside from all Supreme Court cases stemming from January 6th because of two flags flown outside his homes, Justice Samuel Alito told Congress he will not recuse himself. In a letter to lawmakers, Alito wrote that he was not involved in the decisions to fly either of the flags at issue and that both were raised by his wife, Martha Ann, adding, "My wife is fond of flying flags. I am not."
ABC's Terry Moran. The Israeli military says two soldiers were killed in a car ramming attack in the occupied West Bank, where violence has been surging. This is ABC News. A setback for Scott Peterson in his attempt to get a new trial 20 years after being convicted of killing his pregnant wife, Lacey. His legal team asking for new DNA testing on 14 pieces of evidence, but the judge in California allowing the test on just one.
The Los Angeles Innocence Project argued some items could be connected to Lacey's 2002 murder, like a bloodstained mattress in a burned-out van found the morning after Lacey disappeared, and a hammer and glove from a robbery just across the street from the Peterson home. But Judge Hill said the evidence presented wasn't enough to warrant a need to retest, and that some of the items were unavailable.
That's ABC's Kana Whitworth. Law enforcement in Europe launching what they're calling the biggest ever attack on networks that spread ransomware, so-called Operation Endgame, leading to four arrests, the seizure of more than 100 servers and thousands of internet domains. Officials say the networks they disabled inflicted hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
coming Saturday, June 1st to the Cal Center in Reedsburg, the Molly B. Stage Show, a tribute to veterans. Sponsored by the American Legion Post 350, Molly B. and the band will put on another great show for all ages and a tribute to the veterans. Tickets will be available at Molly B.'s website, MOLLIEB.com, or you can call 608-393-7314. You've seen her on TV and in the movies. See her in person Saturday at 1, June 1st. The Molly B. Show, a tribute to the veterans. Don't miss it.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a fantastic late spring day across our region with lots of sunshine and mild temperatures developing today. Be sure to get out there and take advantage. And this mild trend will continue. In fact, the overall trend is to get warmer as we get through the end of the weekend, gradually turning a bit more humid as well. We will be tracking some scattered showers off to the west and north of us by later today through tomorrow, along a stretched out front extending from the central plains up toward Lake Superior. Some of those could move in here Friday night into the Saturday period, but nothing too heavy expected, maybe a tenth or two-tenths of an inch, so certainly not a washout. Things to dry up later Saturday and most of Sunday. There could be an isolated thunderstorm popping up Sunday afternoon, but the better chance of rain will come in later Sunday night into Monday. And with the humid air in place, a few of those showers could be heavier, with rainfall totals perhaps over a half inch. Here's a forecast for today. Mostly sunny, comfortable with a high of 73, southeast wind up to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and mild, with highs in the mid-70s. Southeast to south wind 8 to 14. Friday night, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of scattered showers, low at 56. Heading into Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of spotty showers through early afternoon. It'll be mild with patches of sunshine later in the day, high in the mid-70s. Heading into Sunday, partly sunny and warm, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, low 54, high 81. A good chance of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday, muggy as well with a high of 77. Tuesday, partly cloudy and rather warm, low 58, high near 83, 50% chance of showers and storms at night. And Wednesday, breezy and cooler, partly sunny, maybe a shower early. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 55 with sunny conditions. Yesterday's high was 71. 48, the morning low today. Record high, 89 set in 1991. Record low, 28 in 1965. Last year's high was 88 and the low, 50. Sunset will happen at 8:33 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 5:25 coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm, barometer is steady at 30.25. No precipitation today. We're crawling up after a low of 48. It's 55 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports. Sports Time is next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of baseball, a look ahead at games today, a look at state track for the Richland Center Hornets, details on a Brewer game last night that went the way of the Brewers, and the rubber match of the series coming up a little bit later on today. Those stories and more will be next.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Riverdale Chieftains get set to play later today. Their opponent will be Pecatonica. The game will be in Blanchardville. Pecatonica was a winner 9-1 in their game against Potosi-Cassville last night. I talked today with Riverdale head coach Kurt Thompson.
Oh, they have a really good team, as you know. Last year, you know, they're state runners-up, losing to Ithaca in the championship game. They got most of their players back from last year. They're really well coached. They know how to play baseball. They're a good team. So, you know, we're going to have to be playing well, of course. And I think we have to limit their opportunities. They're going to bunt the ball, put it in play. So it's going to be a really good game. But I think that if we do our things correctly, it should be an interesting ball game.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and they certainly have some good pitching there. Did they use their number one on Wednesday night, or do you know?
Yeah, they did. They threw their number one, but their second pitcher is very good also. But, yeah, the number one pitched, and so, you know, we have Chase Chitwin going today, who's had an excellent season. He knows how to pitch in big games, and I think it's going to come down to, you know, it's the usual high school baseball scenario. It's going to come down to, can you limit the walks, play solid defense, and then who can come up with the big timely hits is going to probably make the difference in the game.
Riverdale playing Pecatonica at Blanchardville today can be heard on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Bethesda Power Sports pregame show will begin it at 4:50 this afternoon. The winner will play Barneveld in the upcoming sectional at Johnson Creek on Tuesday. Also, DeSoto advanced in the tournament yesterday with a 12-5 win against Cashton. Royal 5-4 and 8 innings over Seneca advances to the sectional. Bangor will take on Oliva Strum today for the right to play in the sectional. Pittsville was a winner over Blair Taylor, 8-3. Viroqua got the win against Cuba City, 2-0 yesterday. They will meet up with Viroqua today, which earlier end of the year for Darlington, 5-3. Aquinas will be moving on to take on their next opponent of the sectional after an 11-1 five-inning victory against Prairie du Chien yesterday. And the Richland Center Hornets played yesterday. The RC baseball team saw its season end 12-4 in the regional semifinal game at Mount Horeb. The Hornets led 1-0 in the first inning when Brady Dosh singled and scored a run. The Vikings proceeded to plate 7 runs in the bottom of the first, and they added 5 in the second. Richland Center kept working hard and went on to plate 2 runs in the fourth and 1 in the sixth, and the game went all 7 innings. Cole Wasinger was 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored, and Thomas Hohner had a strong night as he was 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. He also came on in relief in the first inning for Lane Miller, who started the game. Hohner retired 8 batters in a row during the middle innings. Richland Center also had hits from Wes Bosworth, Lane Miller, Isaac Gauld, and Teague Perkins. Josh Manchester was the winning pitcher from Mount Horeb, and Alex Chapman worked in relief. Josh Koontz was 2-for-3 with a two-run triple for the Vikings. Richland Center's final season record is 6-12. 4 seniors played in their final high school games, including Thomas Hohner, Lane Miller, Darius Salazar, and Teague Perkins. Following the 12-4 win, Mount Horeb advances to today's regional final game with a rematch against Badger Conference rival Reedsburg at Reedsburg. Baseball action yesterday and last night. Also, Edgewood was a winner over Lodi by a score of 10-1 to advance to the sectional.
There is WIAA Track and Field on Friday and Saturday at La Crosse, the state meet. Richland Center will be represented by two, sophomore Danica Pauls and senior Malachi Fretz. I asked head coach Fran Ewing about what her and the other track coaches at Richland Center work on with those two this week.
The coaches that specifically work with Danica and Malachi are the ones that will be working with them. So Danica's coach is Coach Kennefeck. And he's just working with her on technique for her high jumping, of course. She did PR last week at 10.6, which is great. This is a great time for her to be doing her PRs. So she was had a little struggle at the beginning of the year because I kind of call it the sophomore, you know, year because she went to state as a freshman. And, you know, you have that if you go to state, and then you have that pressure of going the next year on you. And I think she kind of had that. And then with all of our weather, you know, that we had, and she wasn't able to really get some good weather with jumping, and the poles she was using where she was having struggling with those. But she finally, right after conference, started getting her momentum, and she just kept going up and up. So I think she's going to keep on going. She, like I said, she did her best at 10.6, and that's what qualified her to go to state. And she's looking forward to that. And then, of course, with Malachi, he, of course, is going in the 1600. So what they're working on is, of course, his endurance and keeping that up, which he's done well with all year. He came into the year already prepared to do the 1600 because his first meet was he did at the UW Whitewater meet, and he ran the mile in April, and he PR'd at the indoor meet at 4:29. So he when he ran at sectionals this week, and he got first place at sectionals, he did a PR of 4:28, which, of course, outdoor is always different than indoor. But he PR'd at 4:28 for him, and he did make the school record with that. So going into the track meet, he's just working on his endurance and trying to possibly do another PR.
When you look at these two, these athletes, they've been kind of leading the way all year for the team, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. They're two individuals that have been working pretty hard with the team. Danica not only did pole vault, but she also did high jump, and she was in the 4x4 relay with some girls. And at the meets, Danica was always running around. She never sat still. She was always helping. She would run to the pole vault when the boys were jumping, and she would run to the high jump when the boys were jumping, and she was always on the track helping with the blocks. And then, of course, Malachi was always in the 800 or off and on in the 4x8 or 4x4. So he was always helping the other runners, too.
Both Danica Pauls and Malachi Fretz will represent the Hornets and compete at the state track meet on Saturday. The Brewers got home runs from Christian Yelich, Willie Adames, and Blake Perkins in a 10-6 win over the Cubs Wednesday night. A 5-run offensive explosion in the bottom of the third inning put the game out of reach for the Cubs. Milwaukee was up 2-1 coming into that inning. Jared Koenig got the win in relief of Bryce Wilson. Lots of great performances last night, including Blake Perkins, who made an outstanding catch, taking away a home run and then hitting one in the bottom part of that inning.
I think just for the game situation, I think the home run rob was just a better momentum boost. But, I mean, hitting a home run in the big league game against the Cubs is hard to beat. So
Christian Yelich talked about Perkins' performance.
He pretty much won the game for us on defense, not even counting what he did at the plate. Like, those two plays were, and, you know, definitely the first one against Dansby was huge. You know, it's a really tough play when you're running that hard at the wall, and, like, everything kind of happens fast. So that was a really good play, and then the one against Happ was unbelievable. Different situation, obviously, but unreal catch. And he had some great ABs earlier in the game, big homer for us. So it's probably the best game I've ever seen him play.
The two teams wrap up the four-game series this afternoon. Colin Ray will be on the bump for manager Pat Murphy. Elsewhere in the National League, St. Louis 5-3 over Cincinnati, Philadelphia 6, San Francisco 1, Miami 9-1 over San Diego, the Dodgers 10, Mets 3, Washington 7-2 over Atlanta. In the American League, Baltimore 6, Boston 1, Tampa Bay 4-3 over Oakland, Kansas City 6, Minnesota 1, Toronto 3-1 over the White Sox,
Yankees 2, the Angels 1, Seattle 2-1 over Houston. Interleague play, Detroit 8-0 over Pittsburgh, Texas 6, Arizona 1, Pittsburgh 10-2 over Detroit, and Colorado a winner against Cleveland 7-4. NHL saw Edmonton defeat Dallas. That score was 5-2. Former Badger shooting guard A.J. Storr will return to college basketball this winter to play for the Kansas Jayhawks. Storr officially withdrew his name from the 2024 NBA draft Sunday. He had kept his college eligibility intact when he declared for the draft following last season. Storr is given credit for Wisconsin's strong season and offensive firepower. He averaged almost 17 points and 4 rebounds per game. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
The busiest week of spring sports continues as the state track meet takes place this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Rain and bad weather pushed a good amount of Tuesday's spring sports playoff action into Wednesday, especially in baseball, but on the softball diamond, we did see some significant upsets Tuesday evening. In Division 1, top-seeded Stevens Point, who was ranked third in the last statewide coaches poll, went down in a 9-5 contest to Chippewa Falls. The Panthers are one of 8 top-seeded squads to lose in the sectional semifinals. Elsewhere, 5th-seeded Seymour downed Luxembourg Casco, a number 1 seed who had been ranked 2nd in the state. In other 5-over-1 seed games, Adams Friendship edged Prairie du Chien 4-3, Dominican took down Brookfield Academy, and Oliva Strum knocked off Melrose Mindoro. In addition, top-seeded Mineral Point fell to Fenimore, Newman Catholic beat top-seed Leona Wabino, and 4-seeded Judah Albany scored a 2-1 decision over top-seeded and 3rd-ranked Belmont. As mentioned, much of Tuesday's baseball action was postponed, but in a noteworthy upset, 13th-seeded Appleton West shut out 4th-seeded Appleton North 3-0. A reminder that the WIAA State Track and Field Meet will take place Friday and Saturday in La Crosse. Northland Pines senior Nora Gembin in the D2 1600 meters and Elena Shepley of Rice Lake in the D2 400 meters are looking to join exclusive company as 4-time state champions. This is Ben, a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsborough Equipment in Hillsborough, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroughequipment.com.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
You might say she started out without what folks around here call a fair shake. A little girl with no shoes on her feet, tangled hair, not a nickel to her name, and not a care.
Hello, good morning. What a beautiful morning it is. I would break into Oh, What a Beautiful Morning from the musical Oklahoma, but I won't. I'll spare you of that today. Phil Lee with you. We have trivia coming up in just a little while today and more regular features along the way. This is Tim McGraw.
possession. I wanna live a life like a dollar and the clock on the wall don't own me. Shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Start forgiving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die there's standing room only.
Jason Aldean on WRCO, reminding you the Richland County Highway Department will be doing an emergency culvert replacement on Highway 58 just south of Cazenovia today. The work will be done between the village of Cazenovia and Sparks Hill Drive. There may be some delays in the area of the work as well. A reminder today that we'll be playing trivia in a few minutes, giving you the opportunity to win and amaze your friends. Later on today, highlights of a program at Riverdale Schools. It was held earlier this week during our morning show time, and other notes as well. The Scripps National Spelling Bee had its toughest day of competition with the quarterfinal and semifinal rounds. Wednesday began with 148 spellers on stage, and by the end of the semifinals, 140 had been eliminated.
Among them were several veteran spellers who hope to improve on their previous performances and qualify for Thursday night's finals. Spellers say a lot of luck can come into play as Scripps pulls from more than a half million words in Webster's unabridged dictionary. And those who've performed well in prior years often fall short of expectations. Those youngsters are so amazing. There are just so many words that I read, and if you watch it, you see them and hear them spell, and I have no idea what that word is. I have no idea and wouldn't know how to start to spell it. So, and I know they spent a lot of time studying on that. I copied the dictionary back in the day, and I still don't know those words as well as I should. Anyway, that was how they disciplined me once in a while back in the day. I like the World Book better. You can learn more.
I've called from every rundown phone booth in Atlanta, Georgia, trying to find someone to tell me where you've gone. I begged and pleaded with your mama till she gave me this number. Honey, we can work it out. Just come on home.
That's Aaron Tippin on WRCO Radio, and a whole lot of love on the line. It is 22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and we're holding steady at 58 degrees.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Join us for Breakfast on the Farm. It's the 40th annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 1st, from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at Level Acres Dairy, LLC, the Putz family. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and to top it off, an ice cream sundae. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, and a petting zoo. Milking will be live-streamed to watch all morning. Adults just $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. Look for signs posted along the road, plenty of on-site parking. Follow the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast on Facebook as well. We hope to see you there Saturday, June 1st for the 40th annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast at Level Acres Dairy, LLC.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Moments ago, we were talking about the National Spelling Bee, the Scripps National Bee. Unfortunately, our two Wisconsin competitors have been eliminated. 13-year-old Netheroff from Franklin was eliminated in the fourth round on the word Hamilia, H-A-M-I-L-I-A, which is a type of shrub. 13-year-old Aiden from Middleton was eliminated in the seventh round on the word toady, which means sycophant or doormat. Toady, by the way, is spelled T-O-A-D-Y. Toady. I might have gotten that one right. I don't know, though. It's easy for me to sit here and say that. He finished in 17th place. This was the first time Wisconsin has had two finalists on the national stage.
Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas,
Rocks, Young Love and Saturday Nights. Shops, so beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage. She loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside. Loves a for an hour in the parking lot lighters. Good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small is the old trucks, young love and Saturday nights.
That's Chris Young on FM 100.9. And now it is trivia time. Once again, a chance for you to win a great prize from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. It's a listen and win question today. Listen and tell us which television program this has been the theme for. That's the number. Tell us that television show.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your
you have been so, so kind to me.
Joe DiMessina on WRCO Radio. We have found our winner. Congratulations, Cole Mick, who knew this as the theme song for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? For knowing the right answer, Cole wins from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which debuted in 1999 and became quite the phenomenon when it debuted with host Regis Philbin. Other hosts have included Meredith Vieira, Cedric the Entertainer, Terry Crews, Chris Harrison, and Jimmy Kimmel. As well, the show has had numerous format and gameplay changes over the years. I really liked it and watched it quite a lot when it first came out. I've not seen it for a while, but always enjoyed it because it was kind of fun to play along at home. And again, it would be like, oh, that's so easy. How come they can't get it? But then we got the home version, and I would always get frustrated because I'd be playing against somebody, and they would get an easy one, like, who is the blonde-haired singer who sang Jolene and 9 to 5? Oh, Dolly Parton. And then it would get to me, and it'd be like, name the tributary of the river in South America. What? How can that be the same level question? You know, I'd get a little angry, then I'd throw the board and everything. But anyway, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The correct answer, and we give the gift away courtesy of TriStar Gifts and More. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280. To place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV, and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Looking for some great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Our bigger bag sale was a great success, and the shelves and racks have been restocked with many new donations of clothing and household items. Come and shop locally, where the profits of your purchases help support other area nonprofit organizations. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., and on Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center at 120 South Main Street. See you there!
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I want to thank our customers for trusting us with your appliance needs. Also, please keep your ears peeled to WRCO to win a Gladiator all-black refrigerator with delivery as part of the Father's Day call-in contest. Stop in today through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. for a flash event on in-stock inventory. It'll be a great way to kick off your summer with some in-store and rebate savings now through the end of the week.
Good morning. Trails time coming up, our news time update, and a little community conversation on the morning show today for a Thursday. Here's the Eli Young Band.
Baby, since I met you, I've never been the same. There's never been a woman made me feel this way. Days are harder, and I know things have changed. But baby, goodbye, you know I just can't say where'd all the love go. I need you to know I'm singing out of you. Tell me there's something I can do. He'll be wondering.